Who is the doer? And who is the sufferer?
Dada, we have to suffer the consequences of karmas from our past life in our current life. But the karmas that the body in our previous life suffered would have been extinguished with that body in the funeral pyre. When the soul is completely pure, nirvikar, and takes on a new body, why does the new body have to endure the karma of the previous body?
The previous body suffered the consequences of its own karma.
So, Dada?
These karmas were created in the mind. They are subtle karmas. These karmas are the causes which create the causal body.
That is all fine, Dada. But did that body not have bhavs, that is, inner intent?
It is not the body that does the bhavs.
Then, Dada?
The physical body has suffered the fruits of its action. It experienced suffering when it received two slaps, but that which has already been in the planning is coming into visible action now. The slaps received is an effect. The cause for this effect was planned in the past life.
Yes, but who did the planning? Was it not the previous body that did the planning?
The body has nothing to do with it. It is all the doing of the ego.
Of this life. In this life?
Dada, do we suffer the consequences of all these karmas in just this lifetime, or will we have to suffer them in the next lifetime as well?
The karmas from the previous life were in the form of a plan, as though designed on a piece of paper. Now, when it materializes and comes into fruition, it is called prarabdha or fate. It may take so many years for it to mature, perhaps 50, 75, even 100 years. So karmas that were bound in the previous life may take numerous years before they come into fruition. People generally think that karmas are being bound when they are actually in the process of coming into fruition or discharging. If you slap someone, people would say that you have bound karma. If you were to ask them what karma you bound, they will tell you that it was the karma from the act of slapping. Now, there is no doubt that the person you slapped is going to react. He may not react straight away, but later on when he gets the chance, he will take his revenge. People will then say, you finally received payment of your karma for slapping him. That is called suffering the consequences here and now. But you have to agree with what they say and tell them that they are correct, even though they will not be able to tell you the reason behind why the other person received the slap. They will not be able to find the reason either. They will insist that you are the one who did it, whereas it is the fruition of one's karma that makes a person do things. It is the effect of previously created causes that makes you do things.
So the slap is the fruit of karma, that is, effect, and not the cause of karma itself, true?
Yes, it is the fruit of karma. It is your unfolding karma that makes you slap him. What if the person you slap requests you to slap him again? You will not do it. There was a reason for the first slap. You both had a pending karmic account with one another, which ends there. Nothing happens outside the realm of both your accounts. There is no need to be afraid in the world. Do not lose sleep over it, but guard yourself against the arrogance of the belief that nothing will happen to you.
Karma effects, worldly view and Jnani's view.
It is said that whatever has to be suffered here in this life. What is wrong with that?
Yes, but that is what the world believes. What is the reality in this? If a person binds karma of pride through ego in his previous life, then in this life, when all the buildings are being constructed, he will become unduly proud and say, "Look at my buildings, they are better than the others." Why does he become so proud? It is because of his pride karma. People believe that he is binding karma through his proud and arrogant behavior. They call this karma. Really, it is the fruit or effect of his past karma. Fruit means that he is forced to become arrogant against his will. It just happens and is visible to the world. What the world labels as arrogance, anger, egoistic, etc., their results are suffered in this very life. A person pays for his negative qualities in this lifetime when people say that he is conceited, ill-tempered, and arrogant. He suffers the effects of his egoistic arrogance when people call him conceited and discredit his reputation. The consequences of his arrogance and egoistic behavior are that in this very lifetime he will be disgraced or discredited. But if in his arrogance he feels from within that his actions are wrong and that he needs to get rid of his weaknesses, he is then binding a new karma of humility for his next life. Because of this new bhav, he will be humble in his next life. This is the theory of karma. If your bhav changes while you are doing something wrong, then you will bind a new karma based on your new bhav. But if you rejoice over doing something wrong, then you will bind a new and stronger karma, the consequences of which you will have to suffer. It is worth understanding this whole science. The science of the Vitrags is very mysterious.
In this life or the next?
Will one experience the consequences of karmas created in this life in the next life?
Yes, he will not experience them in this life.
So what we are experiencing now is the result of our previous life?
Yes, it is from the past life. But simultaneously, you are binding new karmas for the next life. That is why your new karmas should be good. This life is decided, but make sure you do the right thing for the next one.
People are not able to do good karmas because of the effect and power of this current time cycle called Kaliyuga.
There is no need for good karma.
Dada, so what is needed then?
There is a need for good bhavs or intentions within. Good karmas can only be done if one's prarabdh or fate is good. But good intentions, bhavs, can be made even without good prarabdh.
When does bad karma give results?
How can one be liberated when he has to experience the consequences of good and bad karmas in this or the next life?
The consequences of karma is not the problem. It is the seeds of karma that are destructive. On the path to liberation, if one ceases to sow new seeds, the fruits of past karmas will come and leave. The soul is then liberated. Once new karmas are created, you will have to experience their consequences. They will not let you go, and that is why they are obstructive. With past consequences, you merely have to taste the fruits and move on.
Dada, you said that one would have to experience even the smallest of karmas if created.
Yes, you have no choice but to suffer them. There is no way out. You can be liberated even while experiencing the fruits of past karma. But liberation is impossible if one continues to bind new karmas. Because he will have to stay back to reap the consequences of the karma.
Do we experience the fruit of our good and bad karmas in this lifetime or in the next?
The consequences of karmas that are visible, for example, when a person steals, cheats, and betrays others, are suffered in this life. While suffering them, the internal intent of attachment and abhorrence is the seed for new karmas, which will have to be suffered in the next life.
Dada Bhagwan na, asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na, asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na, asim jai jai kar ho.